Heber City has accepted the citizen referendum, and now they'll work with the sponsors to create a definition of the NVOS, an agreed statement of their concerns and why the city wants the new zone. Heber City Councilmember Rachel Kaler said Wasatch County approved the land use in 2000.
My personal opinion is I want the lowest density that we are required in the North Village. That has always been my stance, is I don't want to overdevelop the east side of Heber. And so currently, Wasatch County's land use was approved in early 2000. And then they had some developers come with proposals, but really the North Village Resort was the only one that has entitlement. Everything else was proposals, but nothing was ever finalized. And so if the NVOS does get voted down by the public in November, then what we'll see it go back to the county, but then those developers will then be required to go to the county with proposals.
Kaler said she supports annexing the North Village into the city for tax purposes. However, she said it's a balancing act with commercial growth, high density housing and livability.
And I think that's where the public has really come out and said, we understand that this area will be developed, but we don't want to see apartment buildings and multiplexes. What we want to see is what is indicative of Heber City, and that's lower density neighborhoods. And we all recognize that commercial is vital to the city and to the county and just the valley as a whole. But what is that balance? And I think that's where everyone is really struggling.
Trudy Simmons is one of the organizers with Friends of Heber Valley, and she said they have a short time frame to collect signatures to qualify for a ballot measure.
We have to collect 3,000 signatures, and we're going to have about 45 days. So that will go through April and into May. We're going to try to start getting them organized this weekend. So if anyone wants to volunteer, we would love to hear from you. Now, we are just a citizens group doing this, but Friends of Heber Valley, our nonprofit organization, will have information on our website, friendsofhebervalley.com, and on our Friends of Heber Valley Facebook group, so people can send a message or sign up. Actually, you can also email friendsofhebervalley@gmail.com if you're interested in helping with collecting signatures.
Only registered voters can sign the petition, but anyone can help collect signatures.
This petition is not about stopping development. We understand that development is going to happen and that it's necessary. But what the petition is specifically trying to do is revoke this North Village Overlay Zone code that allows more density than the county would allow.
Kaler said the trend in development is to increase density and at the same time provide more open space. She said under the NVOS, the city could collect open space fees from developers to preserve the North Fields.
And there's a potential of raising $5 million that would then go into buying development rights or actually buying property in the North Fields. And the NVOS does have a mechanism within it that we can actually collect fees from those developers to then use to protect the North Fields.
Kaler said there has never been a code that has had this kind of input with 4 public hearings and 18 meetings.
And a lot has changed in our valley since then. We have more standards for roads. We have more standards for open space. We are now working to develop parks and amenities. We have a higher level of architecture requirements. And of course, storm drain is a big discussion right now. And then what are the environmental protections on wetlands and what are the air quality environmental protections?
Kaler said there are clear advantages to the NVOS when compared to the code adopted by Wasatch County more than 20 years ago. You can find links to the Friends of the Heber Valley on kpcw.org. Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.